All right. Listen, bitch, this is your March wake-up call. You've been playing small through the winter, but now it is time to shake off the frost and step into the raw power and potential that has been simmering inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your fierce new cheerleader. This is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth and embracing that audacious vision that God has for your life. And we're going to break every barrier that's keeping you stuck. Sorry, my dogs are freaking out. You guys hear the hesitation right now because they want to attack someone outside. So I just want to make sure they don't break my sliding glass door. So if you are ready to ditch the hesitation, stop doubting your dreams, and start living the life that you were born to claim, you've landed in the right spot. Every episode, we plunge into faith, mindset, and the no-nonsense truth that are going to help you ignite your next level. No fluff, no bullshit, no excuses, just bold talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. March is here. It is time to stop tiptoeing around, babe. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year of unshakable growth. Let's grow. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce, and you finally start unleashing your true potential. I don't sing. I don't even know why I just did that, you guys. It is my Monday. Can we just talk about that? It is my Monday, and I guess I'm here for it. I am here for it. I hope you guys had an incredible weekend. I am going to talk about something that triggered me last week. One of my friends put up a post. It wasn't really a trigger, I guess. That's not the right word. That's not the right word. One of my friends put up a post about, ideally, it was about not the fear of failure that holds us back, but the fear of success. And I know I've probably confessed that here, but it's been a long time and I have a lot of new people listening. In fact, my audio boom is pressuring me to start doing ads. And I have said for so long that I would not do that to you guys, but I'm not gonna lie, it's a little tempting. Okay. I do put up a link for donations. There's a lot of things that I've done that I've tried to monetize the podcast just to at least get shit paid for, right? Because like this is out of pocket for me to have this podcast. And I know that I definitely make an impact, but you know, some of y'all are afraid to buy me a cup of tea because my listen, bitch donation button has not been used. Okay. It has not been used. So I am seriously thinking about it. You guys love it or hate it. Send me a message and let me know if it would be an end all do all break off for you if there were ads here. My only thing is like, they choose it. I have nothing to do with it. So I'm like a little weary of like, what are they gonna promote? But they're on my balls and my analytics skyrocketed in the past 2 weeks. I have blown. I mean, you guys are just showing out with full ass support. Okay. So I'm thinking about it. Okay. I'm thinking about it. They're, you know, they brought it up to me and we'll just see. We'll see how it works out. But I want to talk about how our subconscious mind, wow, we could just talk about how Brandon Lett's brain is working today because I am definitely, my neurospiciness is showing. My neurospiciness is showing. I'm gonna be all over the place today and it's gonna be fine. It's fine. I've been a little, my workout was really, really hard this morning. I did not get adequate sleep. I will say that I did not get adequate sleep. And I went to the gym and my playlist was like hitting hard. Okay. And if you know, you know. And so I went at it hard and I kind of like had an out of body experience. It was a little unnerving because I'm like, man, am I okay right now? So I went at it pretty hard. I know tomorrow and the next day I will definitely feel that. But I came home and I just have felt off since. So I am excited for a full night's sleep tonight and just kind of get my shit back together. But I've been a little disassociated, I guess, like a little separated from my body since this morning. So it's just, we're gonna roll with it. Okay. This is real life. You guys know I don't hide shit from you. So there it is. There it is. But let's talk about our subconscious mind because I feel like it sabotages success, and it's because of these deeply ingrained beliefs, like or fears, maybe past in, you know, experiences, and it's all influencing our behavior. And like most of the time, we're not even realizing it. Okay, and it happens for a lot of reasons. And the main reason for people is that fear of failure. or success. And those subconscious fears, absolutely, it feels overwhelming because success brings new pressure, expectations that can feel daunting. And then we've gone ahead and we've given ourselves a laundry list of limited beliefs. And that's, the belief about our worth, the belief about our capabilities that we may not even consciously recognize that we believe. Like right now, in this moment, you might be feeling unworthy of success, or you believe that you're not capable of achieving your goals. There's that comfort zone because our subconscious, right? We've programmed our subconscious, and it's not too late. You guys know I talk about our brains and how, they can absolutely create new communication lines to promote better thoughts, better habits. Just rewire your subconscious. But for now, it likes to keep things familiar. So even if your current situation is not ideal, it often we've convinced ourselves that it's safer for our mind to stay in that state of comfort rather than push for something new or unknown, even if it's better. And obviously that past trauma or deep conditioning, those negative experiences in your past will absolutely influence your current behavior. And if you were conditioned to believe that success leads to negative outcomes, like judgment or isolation, and this is, my personal experience is that, I worked with a lot of top tier business women, and I saw the ugly side of that. And absolutely, it has created this incredible conversation in my brain where I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that. So it is that, my subconscious has already decided that it's scary. So this is all something we're going to be working through together. This is in my awareness this week. I've prayed about this and I feel like, I want to push through the next level. So I want, you can listen to this and you can decide, are you afraid of the failure or are you afraid of the success? And how can we help that? Self-sabotage is protection, and your subconscious is absolutely going to sabotage you when it has perceived a potential threat. Okay. It's trying to protect you from that harm or discomfort. Like procrastination, that's a defense mechanism against the fear of doing something shitty or doing something incredibly amazing. Okay. And it's crazy because it is absolutely opposite ends of the spectrum. And if you can learn to understand the patterns, if you can just be aware that the patterns exist, and if we can work to reprogram your subconscious, there's a lot of techniques, right? We've got mindfulness, we have positive affirmations, you can go to therapy, you can get a life coach, you can start using visualization. All of these things can help you break these barriers. But it is absolutely rewiring your subconscious mind. It's a process. It is a process, and it takes practice. And it's much like going to the gym. If you want to start lifting heavier weights, you got to start with the smaller ones, and you have to do a lot of little repetitions every single day so you can grow stronger to be able to get the heavier weights. That's the same thing here. It's the same thing. But I think the first step in this entire conversation is just having the awareness and acknowledgement, right? I am absolutely recognizing the patterns. And the first step in changing anything that you notice when you're sabotaging yourself is like, are you procrastinating? Are you, feeling undeserving? Do you get anxious when opportunities are arising? You need to recognize these actions as patterns of self-sabotage. And then you've got to really step back, turn everything off. I get really super quiet, have no interruptions. And I want you to really have this conversation of like, what do I really believe about myself? And that I've had this conversation a lot, and I've brought this into my awareness that I'm afraid of success. But I've never pushed through what it takes to like change that conversation in my brain. So, just acknowledging, take that step. Take the step. Ask yourself, what do you really believe? And I want you to see where this belief is coming from. Is it your childhood, past experiences? Because once you learn to really understand the beliefs, that's the first step in actually shifting the belief. And then we want to challenge the limiting beliefs. We have to confront these negative thoughts. And when you're hearing, you're inner critic saying, you can't do this. You don't deserve success. Success is scary. You can't handle it. You want to challenge those thoughts and ask yourself, is this true? Is this true? Because I assure you, if you're being honest with yourself, more often than not, the answer is no. So we're going to want to reframe that into something positive, like I am capable of success. Success is possible. I am worthy of good things. And find that evidence. Your brain will look for the proof of the truth you're talking about and remind yourself of past successes, even if it's small. And the more you can gather proof of your abilities, the easier it is to change your subconscious beliefs. You want to be able to picture yourself succeeding. When was the last time you really sat down and saw yourself succeeding? Visualization is a powerful tool. So it's about taking a little bit of time in your day. I'm talking about a couple of minutes, just imagining yourself achieving whatever your goals are. Like visualize that process and then take yourself through the feelings of that success, not just the end result, but the feelings of that, because that's how you start to train your subconscious to believe that success is possible for you. You want to engage your senses. We want this to be vivid, okay? Imagine what you're going to hear, what you're seeing, what you're feeling. The more real you make this, the more convincing it is for your subconscious. And subconscious doesn't know time, right? It doesn't know that you're imagining this. It doesn't know that. It doesn't have that kind of knowing. So you want to reprogram your mind with those affirmations too. You want to visualize and you're going to keep affirming this. But I think it's important to speak to yourself every single day. And I think the biggest benefit of my experience of reading the Bible every single day is that these affirmations are in the Bible, right? So it wasn't just me making this stuff up. I mean, God, through everything he's done, has shown us that we are capable, that we have everything inside of us, that we deserve success, that we are worthy of love and abundance, that he is sovereign and anything is possible. And once you start affirming this, it's going to replace the old negative thought patterns. I needed the proof and truth that I wasn't full of shit. And I found this comes from something way bigger than me, way bigger than me. And we're here to be consistent. Okay. You do a little single little tiny things every single day make a huge result. Doing nothing every single day, you'll get a result that's just as big. It's just going to be a lot more disappointing. Okay. But the subconscious mind doesn't change overnight, right? So we want that repetition. We want to let the affirmation sink in. And the more that you can reinforce the positive beliefs, the more your subconscious really starts to believe and accept them. And what we do is we ask ourselves when we're visualizing, when we're affirming, we ask ourselves small, consistent steps. We're going to ask ourselves, what are the things, the habits that I will have as this person with this success? And those actions should align with your goals. If you want to get better at something, you got to break it down, right? My mentor has said before, I know a lot of people say this, but how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? You can't just put the whole elephant in your mouth. It is literally one bite at a time. And please do not freak out. Nobody's really eating elephants. Okay. We're not eating elephants. Celebrate the victory, celebrate the wins. Like I was very proud of myself for bringing this into my awareness again, for acknowledging that and saying like, there is a part of you. I'm clinging to, you know, the life jacket. I haven't fully trusted that I can swim across the ocean. I'm like holding on. Okay. To the lifeboat. But I'm proud of myself for seeing that, right? Like awareness and honesty with yourself are the most important things. And you want to be mindful of your environment. This is always going to be the case. Your friends, your family, what you're watching on the media, even your own thoughts, all of these things are continuing to shape your subconscious and support your subconscious. So you want to keep yourself in the momentum of people that are uplifting and encouraging, you know, doing things that fill your heart with joy and happiness. And you want that cause positive content. You want to feed your mind with like those inspiring books or the Listen Bitch podcast or videos, whatever you can use to replace those limiting beliefs with empowering ones. You've got to be kind to yourself on this journey. Okay. Because rewiring your subconscious doesn't mean that you're going to be harsh. I do have that, you know, like even today I'm in the gym and I felt myself like struggling and I'm like, let's go, bitch. Let's go. Like, in not a nice way, in not a nice way. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to say it's a victory showing up to the gym today because I did not sleep well. And who wants to go to the gym on when I could have slept in, you know? So I was very proud of myself for showing up. Did I, try to beat myself up? Absolutely. But have some self-compassion, okay? Because self-compassion is going to help your subconscious mind feel safe and supported as it is starting to acclimate to new beliefs and to take on this idea that you're a badass bitch, okay? And I want you to make sure that you are dealing with old wounds and those deep-seated beliefs that are holding you back. Work with someone outside of yourself, okay, to be able to work through that. Someone who's going to guide you through that process of reprogramming your mind in a very healthy, sustainable way. There are a lot of toxic life coaches out there who are going to point out all the ways that you're broken and keep you in that broken mindset because that keeps them getting a paycheck. I don't want you to fall for that bullshit, okay? Don't want you to fall for that. Absolutely. And you're going to be like, "What, Brandon? You're a mindset coach." Yeah, but I'm not the kind of mindset coach that's going to keep collecting your money when everything you need is already inside of you. Okay? I can help you unlock it. And what you do with it is up to you. I'm not going to beat you up for not doing with it what you should. You just need the awareness that everything is there. Okay. You want people that are going to support you owning your power, not people that are going to continue to let you leech off of theirs. Okay. Putting on our big girl pants here. You are the superpower. Okay. And you got to be patient. Trust the process because this does take time and it's not going to feel linear. Okay. But if you are patient and you have that faith and you trust, your mindset will start to eventually shift. And you want your subconscious to align with your desires. You want your heart and your mind to have coherence. You want to be on the same page so you're not feeling like you're in this spiral, out of control hamster wheel that is headed to your downfall. I want you to know you have the power to overcome the self-sabotage. You have the power, everything inside of you. You need to unlock your full potential. Take that foundation in faith and trust God's plan because literally, we are made in his image. We weren't here to coast and take it easy and play small and be quiet. We're not here to do that. You know that your plan and your purpose is very specific and unique for you. And we were not here to survive. We are here to thrive. And we have all the tools for that. And if you can just work on you and be willing to put in the efforts, trust in God's timing, trust in his guidance, that's essential for overcoming the fears and the beliefs. Embrace who you are in that power. Your worth and potential are rooted in Christ. You are empowered to overcome anything. That alone, that mindset shift will literally push you beyond that self-doubt. And this is how you start to embrace your God-given power. We're here to renew the mind. We do not conform to the world, right? But we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Focus on the truth, God's truth about who you are, not your friend's truth, your family's truth, your partner's truth, not the truth that you have created in your mind about what they think your truth is. Literally open up the Bible and find out that truth, okay? The real truth, the only truth you need to worry about is God's truth about who you are, your capabilities, your worth. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. You have a spirit of power, of love, of sound mind. This is in the book of life, okay? It's in your guidebook. We want you to align with the truth that's bigger than your stories. I want you to take that purposeful action, intentional action that's going to align with your core values and ethics, with God's will. You've got to take those small little steps. And fear is not from God. You cannot have faith and fear. They cannot coexist. Fear is not from God. Every step in faith, no matter how small, will push you past your limitations. And then that's where we get to the life that we were destined to live. There is grace and growth. Give yourself the grace. Forgive yourself for the past mistakes and trust in that forgiveness and the process. Every challenge is an opportunity to grow closer to God and to get closer to your goals and to be more aligned with your purpose and the calling on your life. Spiritual growth and your personal transformation, those are ongoing. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who loved him and have been called according to his purpose. Every obstacle is a part of God's bigger picture for your life. Get into that community, the people that are going to keep you on track, that are going to call you out on your bullshit, not sign off on it. Celebrate the victories. Be able to lean on people when you need to. See the importance of accountability. If you can't call yourself out on your bullshit, find a mentor that can. You were called to live a life of abundance. That is spiritual, emotional, material blessings. You are not meant to live in fear or scarcity. You are here to walk boldly in the fullness of everything that God has promised you. You want to act from a heart of abundance. We don't want the lack mindset. We want the mindset of we have it. And when you know that God's resources are limitless, you can step into those opportunities with confidence, knowing that He will give you everything you need. If there's a calling on your heart, you don't have to figure out the who, what, where, when, and why. You just show up and do it. You just do it. You do it. You have everything you need, and what you don't will be provided for you. Transformation takes time. You're writing a story. Embrace the new chapter and know that you get to narrate the ending. This is about patience, consistency, embracing your true identity. Renew yourself in the truth of who God is. And if you're like me and you're afraid of that success, again, a lot of people just talk about the fear of failure. They don't want to fail in front of people. They don't want to fail for themselves. They don't want to let people down. But succeeding is scary too. And I think my biggest struggle is the change, the new responsibilities, the new expectations, a shift in how people could see who I am. Positive change absolutely triggers a fear for me because it takes me out of that comfort zone. And I am the kind of person that has four pots on the stove and two different dishes in the oven. And I'm like juggling all of that with a house full of kids and all the things I do. And I think, man, this new responsibility, like I psych myself out about that. And then, I get into this season of imposter syndrome because sometimes I am, questioning, is my honesty really, is that okay? Is that okay? Because there's a lot of people out there that have even bamboozled me with their bullshit fake Instagram princess lives, right? So I start to think maybe I'm supposed to be like that, and I start to feel that unworthiness and like I just don't deserve it. Or that, like, I really, this is a one of my biggest struggles. And I have this one I have definitely overcome. One of my biggest struggles, and I found this because of the Bible, okay? One of my biggest struggles literally was, here I am coaching women on their lives, on their relationships, on their parenting, on all these things. And, my family does not listen to me. Like my kids don't know this side of me. They don't listen to the podcast. They won't read the books. Like I'm just mom, and I'm a mom that is doesn't know shit. So I used to think for sure, like people are gonna think I'm a fraud if they knew that this is going on in my house or this is how my family is. But then I read the truth in the Bible. Even Jesus didn't preach at home, honey. Okay. Like there's just a thing. You're home and it's not gonna be the same kind of message. So the imposter syndrome I have really grown through a lot, okay? But absolutely, it is very common for even high achievers to worry that success is going to expose them as a fraud because we all have insecurities, okay? That is very, very normal. But you are worthy and you do deserve the success, okay? And success does raise the stakes when it comes to failure because if you succeed, you're going to be afraid, and this is a fear that I've had, of having that pressure to keep performing at that level. Okay. And that fear is going to eventually, hold you back from fully stepping into your power. But again, fear and faith can't coexist. And if we're choosing today that our faith is bigger than our fear, we're not worried about that, And things I used to think about, like with success, you have more visibility, you have more influence, and it makes you feel like you're losing control of your life because it is overwhelming. And I imagine that there's a lot of demands that come with it. People all the time, are just like, they're talking about celebrities all the time, right? That's never the status I would want to have. And I think as a kid, didn't we all want to be a movie star? I feel like everybody wanted to be rich and famous, right? No, I wouldn't like that status because everyone has an opinion on your life, and that stuff has created an incredible story in my mind of like, that isn't what I want. It isn't what I want. And the great thing about working on the internet for the past, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, I've been, has it been that long or seven? I don't know, you guys. Okay. But I've gotten a thick skin from that, meaning I've had people comment on my life. I've had people judge me. I've had people, especially now, I'm still getting messages because I talk about God and I cuss. Okay. Which, is my relationship with Christ anyone's business? No. Am I called to be able to share that? Absolutely. If you don't want to hear it, that's great. There's somewhere else I'm sure that you can hear what you need to hear. There is one specific audience that I'm speaking to that is going to totally understand that, and that's, I'm here for that. Okay. But it has given me a thick skin to, if you look at the negative comments on my posts, I don't respond anymore. I'm not going to feed that. There's no point. Okay. Because if someone has already made up their mind, they made up their mind. Okay. What I do respond to are the people that are like, Brandon, let this episode was really great. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for being honest about your struggle because I can relate to that. Those are the things I respond to. So I feel that. I feel that where you can kind of just get lost in the sauce, I guess. And then there's just this, like, I used to feel separated, right? Like it would be worry that people couldn't relate to what I would be doing, or, that I would be judged for the success, or that people would remember how much I messed up as a kid and, bring that back to me. And there's just a lot. There's a lot of things. Okay. But I really want you guys to understand part of what has really shifted my mindset to embrace the idea of success, to be able to show up and, speak truth in a podcast, knowing this is public. I am open to all of these things. So, what I started to realize is that gratitude changes everything. So, I started recognizing that success, which is me showing up and recording podcast episodes, it's a gift, it's not a burden. And when you focus on gratitude for the opportunities and the blessings that are coming, it changes the way you view it. A thankful heart sees success as a tool for growth and helping other people rather than something to fear. So I'm not afraid because every single day that I sit here and I record and I hit record on the video, I'm like, there's one person out here. This is who that's for. Okay. This is who that's for. I'm not afraid of that. I've been called and I am serving, and that just being thankful for that. Every good and perfect gift is from above. This is a part of God's plan. And it's taking all of the times that I could say I failed as that learning opportunity. It doesn't mean perfection. There's no such thing. Failure is just a stepping stone to greater achievements. That's how we learn. So I don't fear it anymore. In fact, I'm a little disappointed if it's not messy. I think I waited too long. If it's not messy, then I definitely waited too long to start to try. But it's a necessary part of the process, and that's how we grow and that's how we improve. It's not what if I fail? It's I'm gonna hit the fucking wall sometimes, and it's fine. I'm gonna get back up. And I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow, and really, I'm going to be honest, success, like you guys want to do these things. Brandon, how do I start a podcast? How do I write a book? You want to do these things. Then you really have to align yourself with your higher purpose. Why do you want to write a book? I wanted people to be able to relate to, I would hear the things like, you're so lucky and just dumb shit. And I'm like, I worked for this. It's nothing was handed to me. I've been fighting for my life since I was a kid. Okay. People think that, you have to be born into some great, incredible family to have success, and that because you're not, because your family's broken, that you don't stand a chance. I wrote a book because I wanted people to see that that's not the truth. I wrote a book about luck because I wanted people to see that it's not about being lucky, it's about creating luck. And the more you work and align with your vision, it will look like the luckier you get, but like it's you're magnetizing to the opportunities. You've opened the door to say, all right, God bless the shit out of me. Let's go. Floodgates of blessings. So then people are like, oh, she's lucky. No, I called in reinforcements. Okay. Success is less intimidating when it aligns with your higher purpose. So you focus on how your success can serve other people. How is it going to, help when it comes to God's kingdom? How does it contribute? And when you see success as a way to fulfill your calling, then it's less about personal gain and it's more about, okay, God put a message on my heart and I have to talk about it. Okay. As much as I've always wanted to be a preacher, you guys, it, yes, that has been a dream. You guys can ask my husband. I've talked about it for the entire time we've been together. It's not my calling to be a preacher. I know that. But I do now know, more important than ever, that it is my calling to introduce people to this incredibly powerful relationship, to understand, to help people understand that their potential is a gift from God and that they've been called to something higher. Everybody's just playing it small and you're wasting this gift. You're wasting a gift. I want you to align to your purpose. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Your purpose is in alignment with the sovereign power. Let go of the perfectionism. It feels like a heavy weight because it demands that you get everything right. I want you to embrace the journey and give yourself grace. God loves you who you are, as for who you are, not based on your achievements. Don't wait for the outcome. Enjoy the freaking journey. Enjoy the journey. We're not going to worry about the future. We're not going to worry about the pressure of maintaining success. We're going to be in the moment today. I'm not worried about what's coming next week. Today, we're going to trust that God is in control and we're going to trust that He's going to guide us through whatever is going to come. You have to let go of the need to control and just trust in His plan. Show up and do your job. Well, Brandon, I've been doing my job for 3 years and I haven't seen it come through. Babe, keep doing your job. If you know this is your purpose, keep going. Okay? For I know the plans I have for you. Plans for welfare and not for evil to give you a future and hope. God's words. Keep visualizing that. Keep practicing what success looks like for you. I'm not talking about achievements, okay? I mean, that's important too, but I want you to know how it feels to live in alignment with your purpose. If every single day your brain and your heart are connecting and you're like, yeah, I'm showing up in my power. What's going on today? Visualization is just going to help your subconscious see that success is safe and exciting. It's not overwhelming. Every day, just picture yourself in that confidence, stepping into your power and handling those challenges with grace. I get it that this is all intimidating. It's intimidating. And there's people that are going to be like, I just don't even know. I just don't even know what I'm meant to do. You do. You really do. And it's in your soul. You're just not being honest with yourself. So stop lying to yourself. Stop bullshitting. Stop signing off on your own bullshit and have that chat with God. Success is meant to be embraced and used for something greater than yourself. And when you can shift your mindset, when you can align with your purpose and you can trust in God's guidance, you step into that success like a badass bitch. Okay. The more you embrace success as a tool to serve people, the less fear will hold you back. You were created for greatness. Don't let fear stop you from experiencing all of the abundance that God has for you. It's not worth it. And that's it for today's Listen Bitch podcast, babies. You've got the spark, the faith, and the grit. Now it's time to take that March momentum and take
charge. No more hiding, no more playing it safe. It is time to step into the fierce, purpose-driven person that God's been shaping you to be. This is your month to break ground and build something unstoppable. Okay. Make sure you go to brandonlynette.com and sign up for emails. I've been sending those out. You guys will get another one tomorrow. You're welcome. Did you guys get some of my pain patches last week? If not, you're going to want to check the show notes. Okay. I got another message today. Someone's mind is blown. Okay. Someone's mind is blown. I get it. It's weird. You put on this little sticky thing, and all of a sudden, you're moving like you haven't moved in a decade. So I'm excited about that. Make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel if that's where you're watching me from. Otherwise, get on your favorite podcast host, Apple, Spotify. Make sure you leave a review. Let me know what you thought of the episode and what you want to hear next. Okay. We are here for truth and transformation. Until then, rise up, show up, and own it. This is Brandon Lynette signing off. Let's make this March your launchpad to legendary.